The following's a mini workshop that includes angel light energetic healing, guided meditation, earth energies channeling, and soul body fusion. Please be sure to simply observe neutrally anything you perceive during soul body fusion, rather than try to analyze, fix, or judge it, as that could reduce its benefits. This week, I am going to speak with Rosalind McGrath, who's in Marquette, Michigan. Rosalind is an energy intuitive healer. I guess I'll let you describe how you would define it. How are you doing, Rosalind?
I'm doing good. I work with people to help them be more of their real selves, to bring out their gifts, their way of being in the world, to make the kind of changes that they're looking for in improving their lives, and to really tap into that deep relaxation that helps all the helping parts of us that are always at work.
Okay,
work more easily.
How do you go about doing that?
With quite a bit of variety.
Okay.
Which, as I let people know, you know, they can just connect with me, tell me what they would like to get out of working with me, and then I really custom tailor it to each person. So with some, I may do all energetic healing, and with other people, all or mostly intuitive counseling. And a lot of times, it's kind of a variety. Some people I consistently do channeling work with. I guess I focus mainly on the intent and then really open it up to the way that's going to best suit that person at that time.
Now, these abilities that you have, are these abilities that you were born with or abilities that you developed?
I would say these are potentials that we're all born with. And although I can look back and see how my intuition played a role, I wouldn't have even called it that back then. So it really what I do now has a lot to do with the choices I've made in my life and what I've chosen to develop and become trained in.
So we're going to do a number of different things today. You had talked about doing something involving angel light and another thing involving soul-body fusion. Would you mind describing what those two are?
I'd be happy to. Really, this whole, I look at this as a little mini workshop that your listeners can enjoy, and I have three live participants here with me so that you get to chat with somebody and get their feedback on things about their experiences. And this is all about helping people move the use of their gifts forward in their lives. And angel light is a form of healing energy that I was first introduced to along with La Ho Chi, another form of healing energy. And angel light is just very straightforward of calling on the angels to work through, in this case me, to assist the person or people receiving it.
Where does this teaching come from, Rosalind?
This teaching most recently resurfaced in 91 in response to a man named Michael David Lawrence's request for a more complete form of healing that he could use with people.
And so it was given to him intuitively, I'm guessing.
It was given to him through a spiritual teacher, and I guess I've never quite pinpointed if it was a spiritual teacher who was in a human body, or if it was more in the sense of a guide. But I'm told the spiritual teacher's name is Satchmar, and I have not talked with Michael David Lawrence personally. But I was trained by a woman named Kim Regnitz, who is in Wisconsin. I was trained by her in 96, and I've just really always resonated with the La Ho Chi energy and the angel light that, as I said, was introduced in the training with the Lao Chi.
We're also going to discuss the soul body fusion, and so I would have a better understanding, thanks to Roslyn. The other night, you called me up, and you determined, because I've been feeling disconnected. I don't know why, but now I do. And, you know, I think I go through this every so often, but I've really been feeling disconnected from my job and maybe certain people. And it just seemed like it was not getting better. And normally, you know me, I'm pretty upbeat, pretty happy about everything. Things don't bother me, but things were. And I don't know if it's the changes that are going on in the planet. Maybe the Earth energies can answer that later. But you decided I need a soul-body fusion. That's what came to you, right, when we were speaking? And so you had me basically sit quietly and over the phone. I don't know what you did. What did you do?
Soul body fusion is extending an invitation for the soul to be more fully present in a person's body and their life.
And maybe that, you know, that made a lot of sense. Maybe I was pulling away from that. And I'll tell you what, honestly speaking, those of you listening, I've been feeling dragged out, tired, and I think a lot of it has to do with the winter. I don't get out as much, vitamin D and the sun, you know. And maybe it's mental more than anything. I don't get the physical exercise. I don't do things as much. But Rosalind told me that I might notice some changes within the next couple of days. Well, the next day, I started to feel like my old self on Monday. And since then, my energy level has just been going up to the point now where I feel so incredibly good, like I'm used to feeling. It's funny how it kind of slips away, and you don't realize it because it happens gradual. And then, what a difference. So, as far as I'm concerned, there is a huge difference, and I start to feel the connection to things again. And I'm sure there's more to come. Right, Rosalind?
It's an ongoing unfolding process, and when you receive soul body fusion, typically you would get what's called an update 1 week and 3 weeks after that first time, and that's done remotely, and typically an appointment time is not set up for that, but just your knowing you could take some time to more consciously receive it, because that can be enjoyable. Sometimes people experience lots of different things during soul body fusion, and sometimes really nothing consciously at the time. And I always let people know that has nothing to do with how fully your soul is fusing more with your body. There's always going to be more, because the soul is connected to that, you know, infinite source of all that is, that I figure we must be from, because we don't have a little handbook on how to make real actual humans. So,
no eggs.
And all the rest of creation. So soul-body fusion can be so powerful. And TJ, talking to you last week and this week, it is very apparent to me, the difference in your voice. So it was very validating for me on you know, the message that I heard, you need to do soul-body fusion with him. And I just love the simplicity of this work. This originally came through a spiritual teacher named Johnette Crowley. And she's actually recently published a book on soul body fusion, and I had the joy of being in a group of the first people that she's trained to teach others how to do soul body fusion. So soul body fusion, angel light, Lao Chi are all things that I not only share with people in terms of their, you know, receiving this, but also being able to teach people so they can carry it out and bring it to more people that I might never connect with.
So we're just about ready to get started, Rosalind. Before we get started, if people are listening to this podcast, is there something they should do?
Absolutely. So this is a bit a bit different than other out there podcasts so far, because this is an opportunity for you to really directly participate in an experience. It is not just listening, but receiving. So it doesn't matter that you're listening in a different place, in a different time. Energy is energy, and it's not limited to that. So this is a chance for you to sit quietly, to open to whatever your experience is, and how this may move forward things in your life. I'm so excited about this because I really believe that the heaven on earth that we can have is all about us being more fully present as our real selves and sharing our gifts with the world. And so anything we do that moves us towards that, moves others towards that, is so powerful. So I would ask that listeners sit or lie somewhere comfortable. Maybe consider themselves a neutral observer. And just enjoy this kind of relaxing time and see where it goes for them. You might want to have pen and paper by you. We will have a few minutes that you might want to just jot down some overall notes on your experience. And I hope that you will contact TJ or myself after you listen with your comments and feedback about what you experienced.
Great. Can hardly wait to get started.
Okay, me too. Thank you, TJ. So, I'm just going to ask everybody to just take a moment and take some deep breaths. I invite you to bring yourself present and just notice your body. We often get caught up in our minds, but it's nice to just kind of notice the whole body. And invite your highest good to come forward from this process today. This really is for you. Doesn't matter what experiences you've had before, or beliefs, or figuring out. But this is really about an allowing and an invitation. So as you continue to breathe, we're going to take about 5 minutes or so where the angel light energy is coming through and assisting you in any kind of clearing or balancing or any intention you may have, whether that's conscious or not. So just relax and enjoy. And when that is complete, I will take us into some guided meditation. as the angels continue to work with you, balancing and aligning you more fully with your highest good. You can go even deeper into whatever you are experiencing at this moment, knowing that your experience is what is perfect for you right now. You can allow your breath to assist you, to make you even more aware of all the beautiful energy that's running in and around your body. You're part of the angels. You're part of what connects what we call heaven and what we call earth. And your way of being here now is vital to the health of this universe, this place of exploration, because there is no other creation exactly like you. You're meant to be here, or you wouldn't be here. And it's time to trust and allow more fully. It's time to know that you are here on purpose, and that even what does not seem on purpose to you is leading to what you will celebrate. That it is part of the divine plan, and I mean that in a very loose way, because that plan is really more about the ripples that happen as one beautiful energy touches another, and that's all of us and all of creation. So you can invite your spiritual team. And yes, you do have one, whether you have a conscious awareness of them or not. You can invite them to become more present to your conscious mind. You can ask them to assist you in any way that you would like, whether it's just an openness to any form of sharing or energy that they have for you at this moment, or more specific questions or desires. So just breathe and allow. I invite you to breathe all the way down into your feet now, bringing your knowing into each step you take, and feeling how you are supported by all of heaven and earth, even when it doesn't appear that way. Breathing into the base of your spine, knowing that you can relax your body into being, into your knowing that it is your total ally that is constantly giving and receiving messages, and that you can can sit with confidence, joy, stand and move with that in being who you are, with full support. Breathing that knowing fully into the very center of your heart. Breathing in from heaven, earth, all directions, all that is. Breathing in those gifts that you are part of right into the very center of your heart. And breathing out all of your beautiful essence out to the furthest reaches of the universe and beyond. Just breathing in and out, a natural expression of the Creator and all creativity. Through your heart, you can connect to any aspect of who you are, any aspect of all that is, anything you desire to know in the fullness of all of your being. The heart is the connector. You might enjoy placing your hands over the center of your chest, that energetic heart center, or over your physical heart if you prefer, and just breathing into that wonderful heart space. Breathing this wonderful energy up further, up through the throat and beyond, up through the center of your head, and pouring down your arms, down your legs, pumping fully to every cell, the deepest reach of every molecule and atom, which is more space than substance. Plenty of space to allow, to give and receive in harmony with all that is. Breathing in and out. This full expression of who you are. And the full expression of the core of all that is. As the angels continue to work with you in each moment. Your angels are always with you, assisting you in each moment. And your soul that came here, and your body that came here, together here, to be part of this wonderful experience of great variety on this earth plane. You can invite them to be more fully integrated now so that you become more magnetic to everything that really suits you and so that everything can unfold with greater ease. So as we move into this soul-body fusion aspect of our time together, you might like to place your palms up And perhaps even feel a sense of fingertips placed lightly on your fingertips. As we open to this natural fusion process, anything that you experience during this, just notice. There's nothing to fix. There's nothing to figure out. It is simply a pure process of allowing. And on my part, I am simply inviting and witnessing. And when my portion of this is over, it will still continue to unfold for you. I will let you know when that time is complete. invite you to take a few minutes. Just breathe. And maybe make some general notes for yourself once you're ready for movement and writing and things like that. I know it can take a little bit of adjustment. On key points about what this experience is like for you. Being gentle with yourself. I also want to make sure everyone knows to drink plenty of water for the next few days. It's very helpful as shifts are happening, and you may find that you're thirstier as well. And to really give yourself any downtime or alone time that you feel moved to. Because sometimes there can be a whole lot of change, even if you can't put your finger on it, and you just may be more sensitive. So, treating yourself well. I'm going to make sure that if my participants that are here in the room with me want to write anything down, that they have some paper and pen, too. Given a little time for journaling here. Just a few points that I'd like to share on this topic about expressing your gifts more fully in the world. That's what I did with my journaling time, was asking for advice on that to share. And really so essential, I think, to all of this is to enjoy who you are. Without that, nothing is too much fun anyway, so it seems pretty fundamental. And to do your best to, rather than compare, and we are taught to compare, we are in a society of comparison, at least most of us, not sure how far abroad this podcast is reaching, but to do your best to look inside rather than outside doing the comparing. And to know that your purpose and the sharing of your gifts is not limited to job or career. It's really every moment. There was one woman I worked with very briefly at a fair on the topic of gifts. And I said, oh, you give great parties, don't you? She's like, yeah. I'm like, this is an important part of your purpose. Look at all that good energy that's happening. So that happened to be a gift of hers in particular. My understanding is our gifts are not a static something. It's multi-level. It's always unfolding. And to expect that this unfolds gradually and that there will always be more. So there's no strict definition of your gifts. And to also know that you're always perfectly on time. So, we are packing all kinds of things into this time that normally if I were doing a live workshop, we would spread out more and take a little bit of break and so on. Of course, with the podcast, you can always pause. And as I promised TJ, because I know he's really enjoyed when we've done channeling of the Earth energies, I am going to connect with them. I say them simply because I don't think there's anything I've channeled that has ever felt it's one thing. It's part of such an expansive universe. And invite the Earth energies to share their comments on this topic and help us all continue moving forward. Well, a big hello to everyone. We are very delighted to be with you in this form of expression. As you know, we are always with you. You are on the earth plane. You are with us. And we are one. So our gifts are your gifts and vice versa. You have the gift of being alive, and that is primary. And at some point, you will have a different kind of gift that is not called alive, although you will still be experiencing. It is such a gift to us to be the foundation that you walk upon and express yourselves through. Physical experience is not to be ignored. Notice. Continue to notice as many nuances about it as you can, because it's part of the gift of being alive. And it will show you more than any words will ever convey. You are part of me, and I love you without end. The I, the we. You are loved beyond anything that anyone can tell you or even show you through the physical senses, although they are such valuable antennae. So we invite you to drink in this love that you are, we are, and let that inform your process. Take a moment now and ask us what you would like to know about moving your gifts forward. And notice your physical response. And TJ, we are here.
My buddies.
Indeed.
My Earth Energy buddies. It's been a while since I've spoken with you. You know, for people maybe that don't have never heard this before, can you describe what you are or how you exist?
Oh, well, you know our physicality, although not completely. Geologists and astronomers in certain ways, but you all know us and you feel us, and we have what you describe as energies in and around and through us, as you do. And we are everywhere in your experience, and your physicality comes through us, bone, blood, all the many fluids, minerals, and so on. Physical space is part of what makes us up as well. Is this helpful for you?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I think when people hear these different energies talk, sometimes, you know, if they're like me, they're going, well, what exactly are they? And where are they at? You know, the Earth energies we know are connected to Earth, but we've talked to some different energies. And I asked them one time, and maybe it was the Source or maybe it was the Christ Consciousness, and they described themselves as these eyeballs. Just were aware of everything around them. Just seeing and feeling it. Is that part of what you do as well?
Well, we are more active in your experience in the eyeballs, although we are well aware through our lens of perception of what is taking place on us, with us.
We have talked before about some people are panicking now, perhaps because of what people say is the cycle of 2012. Again, would you mind just maybe putting some people at ease? What is maybe going on with some of that?
It is the evolution of us, us all. We are shifting and growing so quickly now. And that can be unsettling in many ways, but as you let go and just know, it's all wonderful. It does get a lot easier. There is nothing you need to fear. It is only beliefs and copying others' fears that make it feel hard for you. All is well. It is on track.
Is this a cycle that goes on and has continued to go on, like they say, every 26,000 years or so?
Well, we will not limit it to this range may change. It is a useful term for now, but it is not limited to always being in that time cycle.
And it's just a constant, like all things, we're always evolving.
Indeed.
As is the source, as we channeled before.
Yes, for we are part of that, and we are all sources continuing to create and evolve.
So let me ask you, this is kind of left field, and I like to throw a couple at you, a couple of curveballs, you know that, right?
And we love your you-ness.
So how did you sign up for this Earth Energy job? I mean, you were like us at one time. We all were the same, right? We all are. How did you become an Earth Energy?
We are from Source. And Source Energy is, let's say, identical as much as homogenous. And we were the aspect of Source that went forth. We were birthed from Source. And out of us came your physical belonging.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not make you any less close to Source than we. For we use you and we, but we are one. It is always fascinating using language.
But you're like my mama. You're like my mama, right?
In regards, yes. And yet, just as that does not make your human mother any less your mother, neither does that make Source any less your mother.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're all the same, really, at our basic core, then.
Yes.
I don't have any more questions. I just wanted to have something brief, and I don't know if anybody else that's there has any questions. Maybe we could pose it to them if they have some.
That is quite possible. We move this forward. If any here desire, I will repeat your question so that it is more easily recorded than us passing the phone back and forth. Any desire? Yes, go forward.
Is there a way that we can make Earth changes easy and joyful for those who experience them?
The question, is there a way that we can make Earth changes more easy and joyous for those experiencing them? And that's love. It is love of oneself, love of all that is, and letting go of restriction, false claims about good and bad. When you accept and just be your love, all changes are easier. And that will be easier for others who you do not even know. And certainly more easy for yourself. So although this is a general answer, we feel it is yet extremely applicable to each one of you. Do you feel complete with this answer? She says yes.
Great.
And anyone else here? Yes.
Are there ways in which each of us can connect with Earth energy?
You are. Oh.
Level to assist them in our own personal ways, our own gifts.
The question is, I'm going to pass the phone on this one to make sure that I do not miss all the words.
Is there a way that we can each consciously connect with these earth energies so that we can assist them in their transformation with our own unique gifts?
So, invite us. Feel your feet on the ground right now. Feel that. You know, for some of you, you may never hear a sense of voice as you are now. And that does not make you any less connected. But you may have signals, words that show up, signs, things that people say to you. You may have a sense of color or picture or story that comes to you. Or you may have dreams. Or you may journal. You might enjoy journaling with the hand that you do not usually and ask this question. For it will be different for each one of you. The one who has asked this question, she has ways within her that may seem more earth-related than others do. But, you know, even those things that you say are not, you know, they are man-made. They are not natural. You come from us and you use our tools. And you use our, and again, we use our and yours in a very loose way here. It is us. And you use these bits of physicality to create other things because you are a creator. It is not unnatural. It is natural for you to create. So your opening to that question, that is the biggest thing. That is the most important part. And from there, allow it to unfold in the way that it does for you. Does this help you for now, dear one? She nods yes. Do we have any other question in this group? All right. So, call upon me, dear ones, more consciously if that feels good to you. Just know that we are all truly in this together, and the heart of us is the heart of you and is the heart of the one from which we come. And we thank you for your way of expressing it here and now. And so it is.
Did you have a nice trip?
Yes. So as I kind of come back to my sense of my individual Rosalyn-ness, always helps me to bring my name back in here, I will let you chat a little bit with the lovely gals that I have here today.
Okay, great.
And see if there's anything that you guys would like to share together.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. What is your name?
My name's Katie.
Katie, what did you think of the experience?
I thought it was wonderful, as always, with Rosalyn. With the Angels of Light healing, just a deep sense of relaxation blanketed my whole body. I had been pretty energetic and awake up to that point in the day, and it was so relaxing and such a loving energy. It felt like every cell in my body was just vibrating with love, and it was such a serene, calming experience for me, and I felt like I could see in my mind's eye angels around me, which was just so comforting and beautiful.
I'm sorry, I was going to ask you, how were you feeling prior to this? In the last couple of days, or have you been stressed at all? Have you been stressed? Did this relax you or make you at peace more?
Not as stressed today as I had been earlier this week, but I was definitely a lot more relaxed afterward because I had been a bit more energetic during the day, and this calmed me down quite a bit and got me a lot more grounded than I was.
Well, I thank you. Is there anything else you want to add, Katie?
No, thank you. Just that it was a wonderful experience, and with the soul-body fusion, it didn't feel the same as the Angels of Light, but it was the same strong energy from the earth that I was feeling with that, and it was just a very grounding, strong energy that it was very relaxing as well and made me feel very grounded.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, what is your name, please?
Kelly Peters.
Kelly, what was your experience like?
It was wonderful. I came in here and I've been experiencing kind of a cold. Not really sure how to describe it. Some strange body aches, but my sinuses have been really congested. And just sitting down, as soon as Rosalind gets her energy flowing, it's just like, bam, there it comes. And I can breathe again.
So, well, did you feel anything during the angel readings?
The angel readings were just really relaxing and just so calming. And then it was like she got going on the soul body, and I almost started drifting into a sleep or like a dream state. And then my hands started to just, they almost shook, and they said, wake up. And I woke up. It was interesting.
So your hands, they felt like they were shaking a little bit?
Yeah, they started to shake. It was almost like someone was saying, hey, wake up. I don't know.
I had a similar experience when I went through that with Rosalind the other night, and my hands actually started shaking a little bit because I just felt like there was an energy or something, and I've just felt incredible ever since that day, and the energy just keeps coming to me more and more. Have you felt that before?
Pardon, what was that last couple words?
Have you had more and more energy when you've had this soul-body fusion?
This is the first time I've experienced the soul-body fusion.
Okay.
But any other time I've had energy work done on me, it usually resonates for a couple days afterwards.
And it continues to build.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to say it was very wonderful. I feel great.
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi, who's this, please?
This is Nicole.
Nicole, how was the experience?
It was very, some people may have felt energized, I felt extremely grounded because I have been stressed out a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really see things so much as heard words. And I'm going to have to look them up on the computer when I get home because I'm not quite sure what they mean. But I felt very grounded. Previously, I had felt almost as though I was going through the day kind of coming out of my body, a little dizzy. And now I feel like I'm solidly in my body right now.
I know exactly what you're saying. I've been down that.
And then that's a really good feeling. I feel like I'm a rock, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel energized?
Not energized as in, woohoo, I want to go run 12 miles, but I feel a serenity that's really good. I don't feel as tired. I feel very settled, I guess is a good way of putting it. It's the difference between an anxious energy and an energy of just being content and sitting where I am.
Great. Anything else that you observed?
That I observed? No, just that we're all feeling pretty good here in the room. And that always happens with Rosalind. She's got a good way of doing that.
You said that you received some words. Would you care to share any of those words?
That you...
Not really.
Okay, that's fine. I don't want to pry.
They're not bad words or anything.
No. Even if they were, you could share them. That would be fine.
No. That would be a bad thing. But words that I have heard before, there are a couple in Latin.
Mm.
So I need to figure out what they are. But they just kept coming again and again. Mm. So I'm going to have to figure out what my guides and angels are telling me here.
Great. Well, I appreciate you sharing with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Why they speak Latin?
We're a boisterous little group here.
That's good. You enjoyed yourself.
Oh, yeah. And I would like to invite everybody to just notice, you know, notice tomorrow how you feel. Notice in a week. Notice in 3 weeks. You know, pay attention to how your life's unfolding. For some people... some of these changes may be so gradual and natural that you don't realize until you stop and think about it and then go, wow. And that wow, you know, not that, yeah, hey, I love confirmation, but that wow is really for you to realize, you know, what a magical universe we're living in and to realize how far you've come and to be able to celebrate that. And, you know, celebration's going to bring you more good stuff. And also, if you find that, you know, things come up emotionally or situations in your life and you think, you know, crap, this isn't what I wanted. It's really just don't resist. Just go accept what's going on. Sometimes people do have what they call, I don't like this, I'm not even going to use that term, but I'm going to say things are coming up that are being cleared out and just realizing that you're getting an opportunity here. And it doesn't have to be a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if that does occur, you know, the more
would you say,
you resist,
that's what I was
like
gonna
everything
ask.
Else,
that's what
you know,
ask.
The easier experience you'll have.
Mm. Wonderful. Anything else that you're going to add to this, Rosalyn?
I'm just so excited. You know, this is the first time that I've done distance healing in this way with a group. So I'm just so excited about it. And as I had mentioned to you earlier, we're going to make a special offer to listeners if they would like to work with me individually over the phone. So we'll be adding that in.
Mm.
Yeah.
Save a little money with the good energies.
That's right. More good stuff for everybody.
Well, it was a joy being a part of this. I wasn't completely focused because I'm kind of at work as well, but I will listen back and meditate mm-hmm. on it. But from what I was able to pick up, I certainly was listening, but I was looking around a lot, make sure nobody needed the studio. It really felt good to me. So I hope that others get something out of this. And if you do feel the need to express what you're feeling, we'd love to hear that. I have a shout box. You can leave comments on this show right on our site. And that I will see those and we can post those. So, and we will also show you how to reach Rosalyn if that's what you want to do as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, TJ. And thank you for everybody who's participating in this. You're not just receiving, your presence is a gift. So thank you for being part of this.